for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Davey and Jade both here from AFI tonight. Always good to see AFI. They were in here not too long ago.
Weenie Roast time, I think. Wasn't it?
Weenie Roast time?
It was March.
March, okay.
It was March 11th. No.
Ooh.
It was March 10th.
It was March.
It was at this time on March 10th because it was the day before our latest record came out.
March 10th, everybody.
March 10th. Yes. Yes. Just in case you're wondering.
Hey, great!
Yeah.
Hey, fantastic.
Were you saying something more interesting than that before I started talking?
My mind just drifted back to March 10th of 2003, and all of a sudden we're back there. We're talking AFI.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play stuff off the CD. Sing the Sorrow is the name of the CD. I'm trying to think of some questions to ask. I like to plug. I like to plug, but, you know, the problem is...
They just get back from Europe.
We like to be plugged.
They just get back from Europe.
Oh, okay. We can talk about that, because the problem is, you know, they always go, they're going to be playing at the Universal Amphitheater, sold out. So then it's like, well, if you plug it, it's moot because it's
sold out. We should plug,
out.
Like, our Tucson shows.
Maybe it's supposed to be
Green
like you're bragging for us.
We're on the air.
Yeah.
There, so.
Oh, are we really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Those aren't sold out.
Well, when are you going to be there?
When are we going to be there?
In like 2 weeks.
Before the Universal shows.
Like that. Yeah.
Whatever.
I'll tell you what people can do if they go to your website, because we're probably on in just about every city you're going to end up in over the next few months.
Okay.
If they go to your website, you got your schedule down there, right?
Yes.
Correct.
And I'll give that website then. Oh, wait, I got it.
You got it?
It's www.afireinside.net.
That's great.
One big long word, afireinside.net. If you go to that, you'll find the schedule, see when they're coming to a town near you or possibly even your very own town. So you're just back from Europe?
Yeah.
Yep.
How was that?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. In Italy, people were, you know, urinating and defecating right out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Just kind of like stop in the middle of thousands of people and just kind of, you know, do it and continue on your way. Yeah.
There's actually a lot of urination at European festivals. You could
urination
see
is one thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, defecation is another. Yeah.
And there was
a new level. Is it some sort of statement?
I just don't think they care.
Yeah, I'm drunk.
At least at this there was a whole line of guys at this fence all taking a leak at the same time. And our merch guy went around to face them. It was kind of like a Braveheart thing.
Sure.
And they were all just, you know, it was in the middle of a field, like right where everybody, all families and stuff. And there was at least one guy just like going for it, you know.
Squatting.
Yes.
Oh, really?
In the middle of the crowd.
Yeah. I wonder if they, you know, I don't think they have civil engineers over there. I don't think they sweat the details like we do here.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, like, you know, what we do is like if you're going to do an event and you have 70,000 asses, that's going to be 700,000 lineal feet of crap.
Yeah.
You must have 122 porta potties
right.
in order to accommodate that ass. Each ass is good for 14.62 inches of Duke.
They don't consider themselves responsible for the people. You know what I mean? They're
people
responsible
Europe,
themselves.
It's like, hey, take a dump before you leave the house.
Yeah.
I think there's just lack of interest in the porta potties that were there.
Oh, well, really?
You know that a lot of the toilets over there are just holes in the ground with footprints beside them.
Or worse, the shelf.
Holes in
or
the roof.
The shelf.
The shelf?
Are you familiar
How's
with the
shelf?
You can describe the shelf.
I'd really
rather really
talk about it. You guys have been
No, I don't know how the shelf
what
works.
What country are we talking about? You sit on a shelf with a hole.
Actually, they have them in Germany for sure.
I think they have them in Italy, too.
And I think they have them in
Italy. And the hole is civilized compared to the shelf.
Yes,
well,
it
tell
is.
Us about the shelf.
Man, I'd really not rather talk about
it. Is it just a shelf you sit on?
Can we change topics?
You leave a deposit on the shelf? You leave a
man.
Drew's a doctor. You can tell
I'm
him.
Interested
it's
in what,
not about that. I'm just not a fan of you know, fecal conversations. Some people are. Our guitar tech, RJ, is.
Yeah, note the shelf.
Well, I think it's safe to say that this country leads the world in disposal of refuse that comes out of your anus. Yes, Drew?
I didn't
well,
know that.
I can tell you,
I'm learning
that I can tell you, like, India would be close
Low.
To the bottom of the list. And I think we got to be pretty much on the vanguard of
Japan.
Of Duke.
Japan's good.
I hear Japan is good, too.
But Japan has the hole.
Yeah, see,
they
Japan
do.
Has the hole.
They do.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, see,
but
I
they also have the bidet in
it. Yeah, they have the bidet, which is great fun.
I worked construction for many years, so I'm used to the hole. The thing about the guys who clean those porta potties out, too, it's not like there's some hose bib on the outside that they hook some fitting up to. They just drop the hose right into the hole.
Mm.
The guy pulls up in the hunting wagon. It looks like a water truck. You know, it's got a tank on it. Guy comes walking out, pulls the hose out, drops the hose just into the business end of the toilet. Hits the pump and that thing's just like,
and we were just in Europe. We were driving along in our bus and the bus driver pulls over to the side of the highway and opens the bottom of the toilet and it's like just like right there on the side of the road, and then we took off.
He just dumped it.
Yeah.
No, it's like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
We were on a festival.
Blue ice, baby.
This summer on a festival tour, Fritz saw that guy actually, I mean, typical story, in the porta potty that was set precariously on some sort of platform, go in and have the thing fall over, door down.
Door down.
Door down.
So yeah. Shelf, yes or no?
This is in America.
It fell on the door.
Let me tell you, door down, I never really even thought about
door down. Yeah.
That's
screaming bloody murder.
Door down.
It was like people heard, like, boom, and they looked around to see what's going on, and this porta potty is on door down on the ground, and someone's banging on the wall, so they lift it up. I guess he was lucky, though. I mean,
oh, sure, he's blessed.
He was lucky because it was apparently he was first.
Oh, really?
So yeah. He was just blue when he came out from the disinfectant.
True. I porta potty should be designed so there's no door downside. I mean, like a wedge.
Yeah, escape door. Yeah. It could be two doors.
An ejector seat.
A hatch you could blow.
Yeah, like a fire exit.
Ejector seat.
Yeah, I'm talking about explosive bolts where you actually pull something and you're sent 400 yards from the porta potty.
This is such a bum out what we're talking about.
All right, all right. Let's take
I mean, it
calls.
Might be just me. The listeners might like
it. They love it.
See, Adam was spreading over what it was he was actually going to talk to you guys about.
You know what, though? I'd rather talk about this than you asking us about, I don't know, like, you know, how it was making the record or something like that.
Yeah.
That's boring.
So trite. Yeah. Done so many times.
It's boring. Nobody wants to hear that.
All right. Well, let's take some calls. That's what we should do.
Okay.
John?
Hello?
John?
Yeah.
Oh.
Barely hear him.
John?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What's up?
Yeah, I just got a question about my relationship.
Yeah, you got to speak up, John. Are you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
Barely.
You're a little dim.
Okay, I'll try to speak up, so.
All right.
And we can't hear you.
Yeah. Drew's first joke of the year, by the way.
Zing.
What are we in? September?
September, yeah.
Not bad. Not bad. John?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, I'm 20 years old, and I've been with my fiance for 4 years now. Mm-hmm. I bought a brand new house just recently. Mm-hmm. I have two cars. I have a pretty stable job.
What do you do?
I'm in sales.
Okay.
All right.
The thing is that, throughout the 4 years we've been together, things have gotten really rocky, you know, stuff has happened that, has really put a damper on the relationship.
You both cheated.
Well, we both did cheat, but...
Okay, that would be a yes. Yes, we both cheated.
Well, she doesn't know about my cheating.
All right, well, be that as it may, are you 20?
I am 20.
And how old is she?
She is 23.
So you guys have been together since you were 16 and she was 19?
Yes.
People in their 20s have real trouble being in monogamous relationships.
Do you have kids?
We do have a daughter.
Yeah.
8 months old now.
Well, there you go. You
all right,
stop.
Now you got to hang out. I'm putting him on hold because his horrible connection. But the reason I asked about the kids is because he's not married. She's a fiance, but they're not married. They're 20. She's 23. They both cheated. This is the kind of thing you would just chalk up to experience and move on.
Yeah, they should both not be married till they're 30, for God's sakes. You know, they should just move on and go in their their ways and not.
But what do you guys think? What do you guys think about stuff? Like not once in a while, almost all the time in a relationship, something comes up. Somebody sleeps with somebody's friend. Somebody cheats. There's some piece of information that you find out about that you wish you could wring from your spongy brain, but you can't rinse it out of that brain of yours. And it plagues you. And it plagues you more at 20, 22, 25, than it does. Like,
really?
When I was...
I'm so plagued.
How old are you?
I'm old.
But but you were more plagued when you were younger. Yes. I mean, at really? 19,
just your
22,
your biology
25.
Makes you that way.
Yeah.
Now, isn't it hot in here right now?
Oh, it's a lot warmer.
It's warming up.
It is. It did warm up. You're right. That's not stuffy.
Well, whenever you talk about Duke and plague.
Yeah, it's the subject matter.
It warms up. Yeah. No, but when I was in my early 20s, I would obsess on this kind of stuff. I couldn't focus on anything else. You become obsessive about these things.
You spent 2 years crying on the steps of that sorority.
All right, Drew, please. what about the patient-physician privilege here? Remember that?
You're not my patient.
All right, but here's my point. At 20, he might not get over this, her cheating.
Yeah. Well, surely not through his 20s, because he'll take a little retribution, and it'll be back and forth.
Is that just testosterone that causes that?
I think it's experience and immaturity and difficulty knowing how to choose somebody for a relationship and be stable in a relationship. And then the testosterone just heats it up, just turns the afterburner on.
Putting a sterno can under it. All right, so Buddy has an 8-month-old, so he needs to fly right, not cheat anymore, don't have any more kids, and do what's right by his kid.
No more cars either.
All right.
Tighten it up.
No more cars.
Tighten it up, John.
And listen, I don't like any 20-year-old with a brand-new house and brand-new cars.
Wow, two cars.
How does he do that?
Two cars.
Yeah.
What does he sell? He sells
like
a salesman.
You wanted Adam? You were that way.
Sells weed.
Oh, when I was 20?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ryan, please. When I was 20, I was like, I borrowed my stepmom's Honda, and I got a stereo that's got 8-track, it's got a cassette player, and a turntable, and it's all one unit. And the speakers are cool. Because the wire just sticks out of the back. It's welded on the back.
Like the house
you can't change them.
Yeah, like the house speakers in the back seat.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Yeah. I had a truck that had dinette seats as the seats in the truck.
Wow. Classy.
Yeah, that's nice. You know, people don't do that. They don't do that sort of cross-pollination that they used to back in the day, where you actually had furniture in your car. You could have car speakers.
Hey,
house speakers in there.
We were on tour in England once, not too long ago, perhaps a year ago, a year and a half ago, where we were in the green poo.
Yeah, not important.
No, there was a couch. There was a couch in the thing,
and a fireplace,
and a fireplace in
a wood burning fireplace in the bus.
Oh, in the bus?
Yeah.
Wow,
that's sweet. Yeah, once in a while you'd see the guys with the house stereo speakers sitting up on the back shelf of the car.
That's very common. Where you come from.
You could occasionally see even a chair or a seat bolted in where the old bench seat was on the truck.
Yeah, sure.
And then here was a class move. This truck had an 8-ball that was drilled out for a stick shift knob.
That's nothing new.
Remember when you used to just pick your own stick shift knob? You just go out, you get a car, you're like, hey, I'm going to get a knob.
Is there a graphic sticker on it too?
It makes your mini truck feel more homey, you know?
Everyone knew whose truck that was. Whose piece of ass is that? That's Adam's piece of ass. Thank you. Mindy?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
Yeah. 8-ball stick shift knob, baby.
Chevy Love.
Sounds pretty pimpin'.
Thank you.
So, I just wanted to say hello to Davey and Jade.
Hi.
Hello.
I love you guys. I love
you.
Adam and Hunter also.
Thank you. We do too.
I'm sure. And I just want to say every time you guys come to Denver, I go and see you.
Oh, awesome. You're dangerous.
And at the end of the month, I will be going to New Mexico and El Paso to see you guys.
Wow.
So excited about it.
Wow. Are you going there just to see the band?
Yes.
Wow.
I love them.
Thank you so much.
You
were at the Ogden Show?
Like, I've never seen anybody perform like you guys. I have no idea how you do it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, I actually wanted to know, I know that you guys write the music and the words, all your own songs, which is totally cool. Do you guys come up with the ideas for your videos also, or do you guys have somebody help with that creative input? How does that work?
Actually, the last video, the Living Song Part 2 video, Dave and I came up with the concept for it. And the Girls Not Grey one was more the director, which is kind of what they want you to do. But on the Living Song 2, we were like, you know, we came up with it because we figured we would know best what kind of video would be best for our song.
Right.
Viewer's Choice Award at the MTV Music Awards, Video Awards this year. Did you know that, Drew?
I saw him.
It's
almost bittersweet. I'm so happy for you guys to win, but at the same time, I want to be selfish and
you don't want
everyone
else to find out about them?
Yeah, because their shows are insane. You literally have to, push and fight your way to the front, and then it's just so completely crazy because Davey always comes out into the audience, and you can touch him, and
I'm going to touch him in a minute.
You can touch me right now, Adam.
It's just it's proximity.
I'll come
thing.
Sit on your lap. We can share the
True,
mic.
Touch Davey, would you? And then come touch me.
Oh no!
You can do that. Never wash his cheek again, kind of thing.
Cheek.
Do people do that anymore?
Well, you're they get gay.
That Davey Jones would come kiss Marsha Brady. I'll never wash his cheek. Is it they use that joke anymore? I'll never 70s, wash his blank
joke.
Again. Oh, okay.
Actually, Davey, you let me kiss you once on your cheek, and I felt like that. I totally was like, oh, my gosh, I never want to wash my lips.
You never wanted him to wash his cheek.
Davey immediately
so
showered,
psycho.
By the way.
It's not like I obsess like this over everybody. I don't even know if you want to call it obsessed, just deep admiration.
Yeah,
well, thank you very much.
Let's call it obsessed.
We'll call it obsessed.
Thank you. So, are you guys planning on coming out with a new album anytime soon, or are you guys still focusing on a
We're in the middle of tour still.
Yeah, it'll be a while.
Yeah, definitely. So, yes, thank you guys so much. I don't think there are words that I can even say.
All right, well, we'll cut you off then.
I mean, thank you very much.
If you can't verbalize your appreciation for the band, and it's time to let you go.
She did a good job of verbalizing.
She was good because most of the time they get – here's what ends up happening. And Drew, you stop me if you disagree, but people get very overwhelmed. They get very excited. You know, it's a 14, 15-year-old talking to somebody or some band or something that they idolize, and they end up getting tripping over their words a little bit. It always takes a turn for the more insulting. Do you find they become sort of subdued?
Yes.
and they go like, hey, your last down was – it was okay. Like they take a turn.
It's like I love you guys. What's with that last album? I hated the third.
Yeah, they do that too. Like they go, I idolize you guys, but your last album was pretty weak. I wonder the record company had something to say about that.
It's weird because when I was a kid going to shows, I would never that to someone. Yeah. I would never insult or
you never
begin.
Talk. You never talk.
Oh, I never went up to anybody, and I went to see shows all the time. I would never go up, even to the smallest band, but I certainly wouldn't insult or question what they're doing.
Do you think? You think kids are more empowered now than they were? Like, okay, here's what I want to say. Don't give me that head wipe thing. You know I'm right. When we were kids, we knew we were kids, and we knew we were talking to older people. Yes. When you talk to older people, like your mom could have had – my mom had friends that were losers. I mean, she hung out with this dude named Zorback, drove like a microbus. Like, if I saw the guy today, I would just put him down. I would just put a bullet in him like a dog at the pound with his missing two legs and walking in a circle, you know. But back then it was like, hey, it's Zorback. Hi, Zorback. How are you? What? You want something? Should I – you know, Zorback said jump. I said how high because he was – he was 37 and I was 11.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if an adult, even if an adult, you didn't, like, now it's like, don't talk to adults. You don't have to listen to anybody. If anyone tells you what to do, you come talk to me, but you don't listen to them. Like, when we were growing up, it was more like, look, if somebody's parent tells you to do this or do that, you do it.
Yeah. Respect.
Like, anyone older than you tells you to do something, you do it. And
it's like Zorback, and he's kind of like a barbarian or something.
Zorback was like some Hesher.
Nearly killed you.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you.
I'm Zorback.
I'm picturing the Simpsons
Wash
character.
My microbus.
Yeah, name, I know. Zorback sounds, yeah, it sounds like the guy be wearing. It sound, yeah, that was
Otto. That's who I'm picturing.
Zorback, it gave me carbon monoxide poisoning when I fell asleep in the back of his microbus on some horribly ill-fated camping trip.
Call that a contact high.
Here's what my mom hung out with. She hung out with Zorback,
tight.
Happy,
wow,
Sunshine, and Axis.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bum out.
Axis.
Hey, that was cool, man. In those days, that was
and
cool.
Someone named Pat.
Oh,
and would just sit on a wicker chair and smoke reefer out of a stone. You know, nobody uses that stone anymore. That's where
the
joint.
Apple.
You know, they use roach clips now, but back in the day, you'd just take that roach, you'd stuff it into that little stone. It was like a little bead that you do.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was cool. Herbal cigarette, she called it.
This is in a day, everyone that was a loser was in charge. Was better than anybody
else. Yeah, Zorback was cooler than any guy had a job.
It was the craziest time
or paid insurance or anything like that.
The 70s?
We're talking about the 70s?
70s.
Early 70s.
Really, yeah, he was cool.
60 was always a concept. 70s is when it came home to roost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why the hell is Zorback running? Probably fighting off the ravages of hepatitis in some clinic somewhere and hoping his kids are paying for him.
Maybe he'll call in.
It'd be nice. Well, he probably doesn't remember because it's like his real name was probably James or Jonathan or something. That Zorback. Tyler?
Yeah.
You're 19?
People took on hippie names then.
Oh, what the hell? Yeah. Was Happy, Sunshine, and Access.
Yeah, but they, in today, those were given names. You know what I mean? Those were names given by hippie parents.
Yeah. You
to
had
their
to
kids.
Take on your own hippie persona.
My name's Jade.
She had one friend that changed her name from Sue to Marie, which was...
that's different.
Now you're just running from the law at this point. That's a sideways move, name-wise, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What's up, Tyler?
My girlfriend, she's pregnant, and I'm 2 years older than her. She's 17. And the thing is, we're Mormons, so we can't really go to our parents with this problem. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering how I can get an abortion. I mean, she's got a 4.0, and she's accepted to U of U for their psychology program, and I don't want to destroy her life, and she doesn't want to have a kid right now. I mean, financially, I'm okay, but I mean,
U of U. What's the U for us?
Utah.
University of Utah. So.
The ironic bit is U of Us. All right.
Ironically, I was there last week.
Oh, you were? They got to do better than U of U.
U squared.
Utah, what can I say, man?
Okay.
Tyler, listen, it's more complicated. Are you guys practicing in your community?
What do you mean?
Are you connected to the Mormon community?
Oh, well, she is. I'm not.
You're not. And how does she feel about all this? She wants an abortion?
She does, because, I mean, mainly the embarrassment. Her mom's, like, got the whip to her, you know what I mean? So it's kind of crazy. Her mom doesn't think I'm good enough because I'm not rich enough or whatever, and for her to have a kid with me would just be unbelievable, and she'd be
proud
of her family. Yeah.
But her having an abortion would be over the top bad news for her family, I would think.
Well, they're not going to find out.
You
don't send out cards when you do that thing. You slide under the radar. Tyler.
Yeah.
Do they have Planned Parenthood in Utah?
Yeah, it's hard to find. There's only a couple around here.
Are you a Mormon?
Wait a minute. There's only a couple? What do you need, five?
What?
How many Planned Parenthoods do you need to have an abortion?
They're just busy all the time. It's hard to get in.
All right, listen, this is either bogus or you're stupid or you're taking a serious situation way too lightly. Which
Probably
is it?
I'm taking a serious situation way too lightly there, Adam.
Okay, well, that's a good answer. Well, look, get her and you down to a Planned Parenthood and talk to somebody.
Yeah, you still need to be in the talking phase. There's always adoption, and I would think her parents would want her to come to them.
Well, they would. No, they wouldn't.
And they would probably rather she have child up for adoption.
I got a couple of things to say. First off, can you imagine working at Planned Parenthood in Utah? Are you just dodging gunfire the second you leave the front door every day? Like you're walking out to your car just doing a shoulder roll, popping up around a dumpster. Then you just see the bush and that little twinkle, twinkle sound like in the cartoons. Bush moving and stopping by the car. I mean, what, just have like an armored car pick you up? Like, could you imagine? That would be freaky working in a Planned Parenthood in Utah.
I don't know what the state laws are in Utah either. In most states, people can get abortions after 14, believe it or not, without parental consent.
Yeah.
And isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Well.
I mean, the reality is she should be, I don't know.
All right, but Drew.
It's a complicated situation.
Everyone always does that. I think we make too much in life of people need to tell everyone everything and the parents should have a right to know. Drew, you don't want to know everything your kids are up to going on. Just take care of it. You know what I'm going to do with my kids? Handful of 20s. I'm just going to throw it at them and just go clean it up. Take care of it. My daughter comes in, my son comes in, they're like, Dad, I got to talk. Boom! Big handful of toys, just splat.
They'll just buy weed with it.
Just going to hit them. It's just going to explode on their face. I'm like, pick it up, clean it up, take care of it. Don't bother Daddy anymore. Mm-hmm. He's got his medicine, and that's why I show him the bottle. He's taking his medicine.
Shaking.
Yeah, shaking. Jim Beam handed, shaking. Yeah, I mean, isn't there there's a certain amount that kids should do that their parents shouldn't know about?
She's 17. She's in a community, an active member of a community where she is really going to have some troubling feelings.
All right. Well, forget about her. But, you know, it's just this part of life where you have to face everyone. Like, if you want to break up with someone, you have to take them out to lunch. You have to look them in the eye. You have to explain to them. If you want to dump your agent or your manager, if somebody needs to break up, it's like, listen, Bert, we need to talk. Should we meet at lunch? Just say it. Just let's do it over the phone and get on with our lives. It's not weird and uncomfortable. It's sitting there wondering what to order. They know what's going on. Like, you've gotten that a couple of times. I go, Drew, we need to talk. And you're like, about what? And they're like, Let's meet over at the Olive Garden on Tuesday about noon. You're always like, just spit it out. Yeah. Just say it. Not it's going to be weird, right?
Yeah, you ruined whatever number of hours or days there are between hearing
Thank
that.
You.
And
yes,
everyone's
yeah.
ruined.
Yeah, and look, and it's a chick move too. Either you're at the party with them, and they're like. You're like, well, what's wrong, sweetie? We'll talk. We'll talk after the party. What's up? No, we'll talk. No, you know what's up. If you don't know what's up, you should know what's up. But I'll tell you what's up after the party. It's like, okay, now it's ruined.
Well, it efficiently ruins the entire party and then afterward. And it's something you did,
right?
Obviously, so.
Dude would never do that. But the dude version of that is, listen, I'm going to need to see you in my office in about 4 days, 22 hours. We'll talk then. No. Just everyone, just spit it out. Say, when you tell the person you want to meet, that's when you spit it out. That's when you break up. That's when you fire them. That's when you do whatever, right?
Right.
Thank you. All right. AFI in studio tonight.
Hello.
We're going to, Drew, I want to talk about, I want to talk to the audience about taking a commercial in about 8 seconds.
What?
Yeah.
Taking a commercial?
All right. See, Drew has no idea what we're talking about. We'll take a little commercial break. I'm going to need to see you in the bathroom, Drew.
Spit it out.
All right. We'll be back.
That's what he's going to say in the bathroom.
Back after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. This is my theme song.
Jimmy World.
This is a song all the ladies hear as I slide in the bar. Now I'm walking in slow motion. I have a leather jacket slung over my shoulder.
Members only.
Heads are turning. The ladies, only the ladies' heads are turning as I'm making my way past the bar, wearing some smoke shades. My hair's bouncing a little, you know, like when you walk in slow motion. It's a tight shot on the boots. I'm doing that sort of Tony Manero type of walk from Saturday Night Fever. And all eyes are on me.
Oh,
I'm moving it.
Then again, this is what's in their minds as they're looking across the room, Mr. Carolla.
Oh, no, true. No, really? They're not hearing what I hear?
They're hearing this.
Oh, man, that's why they're looking.
Well, they're looking. They're just looking just because. But
oh, that's so
too,
brutal, Drew. You sure they're not hearing what I'm hearing?
I'm pretty sure.
They're hearing this?
This.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is rough. Okay. Sorry, Darren. That's enough of that nonsense. AFI is here tonight. Sing the Sorrow, name of the CD. Where is the CD? Are we going to hear it? Oh, it's right here. Oh, we're going to hear something off the CD,
okay.
I think.
Let's do it this break.
Yeah, let's do it this break. I don't know what we're going to hear off the CD yet. We can figure that out. But, hey, Anderson, you got a CD over there?
I have nothing but that. I know they got like plenty over there because I was over there today and they have
so
a lot.
So we can do it from over here. Yeah.
All right. Chris, you do it.
He's got one.
All right. All right. All right. Well, good times.
Take a call.
Yeah, take a call. Annie?
Hey.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
Me and my boyfriend have been together for about a year. And about 3 months ago, we started sleeping together. And I guess you could say it was starting to get kind of old for him because he wanted to know what I thought about anal sex. And I'll be the first to admit, I'm a pretty uptight person. And I'm just jokingly, I said, well, if you let me do you up the butt with, say, my dildo, then I'll let you do me up the butt.
Sure.
And
you can tell she has delicate sensibilities.
Yeah, the vanity flower, wilting flower, yes.
Yeah,
very sweet.
Probably picked that up in finishing school. Yeah, go ahead.
It totally blew my mind because he's like, okay. So here he is, like, down on all fours, I guess you could say.
Oh, wait a minute. He
serves himself up for you?
Yeah.
No. Bogus. He doesn't just go, okay, and then immediately dive on all fours.
Oh, no. It wasn't like that quick. He was like, well, okay, if you want to. I thought he was like just, you know.
No.
You already had a dildo? You had a strap-on on when you were having the conversation?
He's from Ohio.
No, it was in a drawer, and I just sort of pulled it out trying to see, you know, like how far he's going to take it.
Set the scene for you. Were you sitting in a restaurant when this conversation came up?
No. We were like just in our bedroom.
Without your clothes on?
Well, we were, you know, in the process of making love, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and that's when he brought this up.
So and he brought it up.
And that's when she grabbed for the dildo.
Okay. Of course, I'm sort of calling him gay, and I know that there's anything wrong with that, but...
At the time when you were penetrating him, you were calling him gay?
Wow, that's a great picture. That's interesting. Well, you're not that uptight if you have a dildo in your drawer, I'd like to say.
Yeah.
Must have uptight.
Up your boyfriend's butt.
You're gay. He had a dildo in his drawers, too, at a certain point.
Probably,
Did you actually use the dildo on him?
Well, that's the next part. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, this is, you know, mine. I use this.
Sure.
And I'm thinking, I don't really want to stick this up in his butt and then go back to doing my business with it.
Yeah,
fair enough. I'm going to release for the weekend, so I sort of, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, and he's like, well, are you going to do it or not? He's sort of laughing at me.
You know, it's funny. She keeps saying, sitting here thinking, and I got the feeling that Annie does need to sit down to think. Like, if she was driving or jogging or up on her feet, that she would have difficulty with that process.
Might get faint.
Yeah, there are people that it's like, they blood's either in their calves or it's in their brain, man, and they got to sit down if they're going to focus.
I really like the image of her giving it to him with the dildo and calling him gay, though. Can we go back to that? I'm sorry, go on, Annie.
Annie, are you a big gal?
No, not really. But see,
let's get some dimensions real quickly. How tall are you?
About 5'6", 110 pounds.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah. All right. That's not a big gal.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, here, I don't want to, you know, use it on him, so...
Sure.
I grabbed one of his tone dialers, and I'm just like, well, I'll
what's
just use
dialer?
It.
Yeah, what's a
that's
tone
that's one of those illegal things that dials a number.
Oh, a dialer.
Yeah.
Oh, dialer.
Those are great what if you're a starting band on tour.
What are they?
You put it up to a payphone.
Yeah, like
and it makes
ball.
The sound of a coin dropping in.
Oh, so you can make a
digital
free call.
Yeah. Free, long distance, whatever. But you can't stay there too long or the cops will come.
What do they look like?
They're just a little black. Wait, it's a little black box. You put a little black box up his butt.
Yeah.
Like that Eddie Murphy song.
A box? Couldn't you find a carrot or something?
She's building to a punchline. Go ahead and give us the punchline. Go ahead.
This sounds completely
bogus.
Go
ahead and give us the punchline.
By the way, the only reason you're staying on is because you're a female, because females don't tend to make bogus calls unless guys put them up to it. You know what I mean? It's like females don't rob banks unless Patty Hearst gets kidnapped by the SLA and they force her to rob a bank.
But there's going
to
be some punchline here about what came out of his rear.
All right, go ahead, Annie. Please get to it.
Well, either that or, like, the girl's a complete phone loser and a member of the PLA.
Ooh, zing.
PLA.
What?
PLA, phone loser.
What?
Okay. All right. Are you giving a plug, Annie?
What does PLA mean?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to...
All right.
So the bogusness came through. She went right into a shout out instead of giving the punchline.
Well, maybe that was the punchline. But anyway, that was definitely a bogus... Definitely bogus call.
What the hell is a PLA?
I said,
I get it.
Quiet.
You called her bluff or whatever, yeah. And then the PLA must be some sort of like, oh, we're the phone losers,
yeah.
And this is a
jerky boys,
and we got you. That was pretty funny.
But wait a minute, didn't I just say PLO?
PLA.
You said SLA.
Oh, I said SLA.
That's Patty Hearst.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, the PLA. It's Palestine Liberation Organization. SLA is the Simeon Liberation
Army.
It's
the phone losers something.
Phone not funny. All right.
Well, anyway. And listen.
Phone more like not funny.
Let me explain something, too, ladies. That was a weak bogus call.
Yes. Yeah, totally.
It was weak. Now, here's what it is. You know what that is? That's like in the Special Olympics where the guy does a 100-yard dash and it takes him 20 minutes, but everyone's still clapping because he's a retarded guy.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a retarded guy, you'd be going, this is the world's slowest guy. This is the world's lamest runner. You would say this. If this was a guy and not a girl, and she wasn't from Ohio and didn't seem to... She had a little difficulty with the English language and stuff like that. You'd immediately say this is horrible.
Yeah.
This is weak. She should not be proud of this.
No.
She should not hold her head up high.
No.
We were just sort of bizarrely intrigued at her stupidity.
Mediocre effort.
Very mediocre.
That's right.
Subpar.
Thank you. Yeah. Give it a 5. Give it a 5.
That's generous. That is generous.
But let's talk about what was wrong with it. She said...
Let's talk about what was right
with
it.
She said she was conservative.
No, it was right with it.
She said she was conservative, and in the next breath, she said she pulled the dildo out of the door, the drawer, and shoved it in his ass, and he immediately assumed all four.
Yeah, the story. But
she moved too fast. She needed to take a couple. Here's what she needed to do.
But she had enough of a build to keep us on with her for a while.
The second she said he was on all fours.
Yeah, we know it was bogus.
Everyone sort of fell off.
I like the story. I wanted it to be real.
I wanted it.
Yeah, me too. I really wanted it.
For those of us,
you know, I would like to hear a funny voice, maybe.
Oh yeah! What like, about a crazy accent?
Yeah, crazy voice.
Maybe sound like Latka from Taxi or something like that. Yeah. Whatever happened to that day? Those days, like some guy, some 14-year-old doing a British accent or something. Drew, what happened to that?
Put some effort into
tonight. Tonight we'll bring it back.
The dialer? It's a box, you guys.
Whatever.
It's
whatever.
Like this.
All right,
yeah, moving right along.
All right, so
let's hear a song.
Whatever.
No, now we don't have time for a song.
Okay.
Oh, well, we can
damn
take...
you.
We're going to hear a song. let's sell one more call.
All right, take one more call.
What do you like?
Bottom, there.
Bottom here?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Martha, who's 18. Martha?
Yeah?
What's up?
Well, I have a question about piercings. I want to pierce my nose to start it off, though. But I want to know if there's going to be any scarring or anything if I decide to take it out later.
What color skin do you have?
I'm really light.
Okay, so obviously more dark-skinned people tend to form keloids, and that's the risk of the deforming scars. And usually the nose pierces are real small.
They scar easier, dark-skinned people?
Yeah, tend to. And they keloid more.
Really?
And especially around the face and stuff. And so,
but just in general, they lose pigment and stuff, right?
They can also lose or get more pigment.
Jeez.
From irritation, even. Not
God won't give those people a break.
And then, certainly you won't. And then with the nasal piercing, it's usually a tiny little hole, and it closes up like within hours.
Oh, okay.
Usually, so
on
a little nose piercing.
Yeah,
a lot of facial piercings close up within
very
hours.
Quickly.
So if you get something, you got to keep it in, right?
Right.
And then you get that weird
she's
thing.
Worried about the scarring and
get a
nose
dot.
Eventually, it just looks scary. Like you had a weird little zit, weird in your eye or something.
Yeah,
right?
You get a scar. You get a dot. It's like on your lip.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Times, huh?
All right. Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem with the nose piercings is, especially if it's just a little subtle thing, like a little stud. People don't notice it the first couple go rounds with you, and they think there's something. You're eating a donut, and there's something on your nose, or you got a zit or something. Yeah, my sister had one, and you know they don't give people a heads up. And I was just, you don't want to say anything, but you're not sure what's going on. If you're gonna do a nose thing, do something tribal. Do like a Denver boot or something on your nose.
Like shrunken head.
Yeah, something like something orange, something big, like where we definitely like, hey, you got your nose pierced, and you're like haven't gotten out of your car yet, like that kind of thing. Not where we're 2 feet from you, can't figure out what's going on with your face.
I got this one right here, and I used to have a black ball on it, so it looked like there's something stuck in between my teeth, but nobody'd ever tell me, even though they thought that.
I thought it was like a broca flower.
Yeah, but
they wouldn't
say anything.
Is your gum
so.
Pierced?
It's a little thing that connects your gum and your lip.
The frenulum up there?
Yeah. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Oh.
Piercers are into just taking out frenulums.
Yeah, they don't like that. They're no fan of the frenulum.
Anytime where there's a fan of skin, like a web of any type, we're putting something through it.
They call them web piercers. Is that a web?
Yeah.
Is the thing below the tongue a web, too?
Yeah, but it's also a frenulum, yeah.
How come you don't get that? How come nobody does the between the fingers?
People do.
There's
people
a little,
do.
They
get yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
See? There you go.
All right. Well, there you
seems
go.
Disabling. I never understood.
Very good. Thanks for crapping on my point, fellas.
Sorry there.
All right, AFI in the studio. I'm going to give them a little talking to about what we used to call in the improv world, yes and not only that, but during the break. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline, man. That's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Davey and Jade both here tonight from AFI. We're going to hear something off their CD in just a second or so. I think we'll take a call first, take a question for the band. Corey?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
All right, first, I'd like to say, Adam and Drew, you guys are great.
Thanks.
And AFI, your music just blows my mind.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your music is so great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a message from Engineer Anderson, which...
sort of an ambivalent message.
I wasn't sure what he meant.
Play the song now.
I thought that was Drew. I was like, whoa.
we heard it. He didn't go over the air.
Yeah, I don't think it went over the air. But it did now because we just said
like
it.
Moses or something.
we're hey, thanks, Corey. The band loves you.
Thanks,
God
bless you. Thank you, Corey. Sorry, Corey.
We're gonna repay you by playing AFI's song. You queued up there, Anderson? Yes, he is. Oh, we are? Oh. Chris, you queued up? This is called The Leaving Song, Part 2. I do. And obviously the fans love it. Cheer them. They're going nuts. Dave and Jade both here from the band. There they go again.
Anderson, what was the hurry to play that song?
Oh, we run out of time.
We have a reason here, believe me.
Okay.
What was it?
Oh, look, Drew, don't get into that. Whatever. Anderson's got to take a Duke.
I'll tell you Saturday, Drew. We'll talk Saturday.
Saturday. All right. Anderson with his scary cryptic messages.
Well, that's the same caller.
That was very cryptic.
Yeah, by the way, this is that same thing where like, Bert, I'm going to need to see you in my office. No, not now. What's uncomfortable? Okay, 2 days is too much. You'll forget about it.
Yeah.
A half hour is too little. Let's call it 19 and a half hours from now. I'm going to need to see you in my office, all right? Okay. This, by the way, ranks up. Hold on. I'm done. I don't like these a-holes to do this. I don't like people bring up stuff and then can't talk about it. I just want to sock that person's stomach. Like, where they go, yeah, I got a development deal with USA Pictures. We're working on, and you go, oh, well, what do you got cooking? Can't talk about it. Shut the F up.
Kind of like I did with the shelf earlier.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. You brought up the shelf. Sorry. You know what he did with that shelf?
Punch him in the stomach.
He took the shelf, dangled it in front of us like yarn to our paws. Yes, you know what I mean? Just dangled in front of it. And then what he did? He took it all away, man. Yeah. Took it all away.
Do you guys want to know?
You built this world.
Yes, we want to know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you later.
Oh.
I didn't mean to do that. It was unintentional.
It involves poo. You could probably put it together.
You know what? I'll tell you off the air. I promise.
I don't mind it when it has to do with poo. I don't like it when people get pompous and talk about their projects.
Let's hear about the shelf in a few seconds.
Oh, what's that movie about? And they go, it's about. I can't really tell you about it because you understand.
Right. They shouldn't have brought up the first.
Yeah. Place. A, don't bring it up, and B, it's a crappy idea. I'm almost positive it's a horrible idea, your horrible movie or sitcom idea, so what am I going to do? And then C, what's the implication? I'm going to get drunk and start talking at a party. I'm going to take the idea for myself and run with it.
Yeah.
Really? That's how I am? I'm just going to take your horrible sitcom idea and then pretend it's mine and go re-pitch it to the same network you already pitched it to? Son of a bitch. Drew, I'm fired up now.
Right,
I've had an
ass
full of this business. AFI in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Love Live, Fast Growing Outlaw Radio, North America. Tell you what, kids, we got a 50,000-watt flamethrower over here. Drew, you know what I'm this close to doing? Do you know what I'm going to do right now?
Don't do it. He'll do it.
I'll drop trial right now. I'll do it. Swear to Christ, I'll drop trial. Drew, you know I'll do
He'll
it.
Do
right
it, guys.
Now.
He will
I'll
do it.
I'll do it. Don't make me do it.
He's wild.
Drew. You've never seen me actually drop trial before, but you heard me talk about 75,000 times, right? And you know I'm just crazy enough to do it this time, right? But I swear I will drop trial.
He's crazy.
I could drop trial. I'll drop trial. I'm going to drop trial. I might drop trial. Go kill myself. Then drop trial. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. David J. Both here, AFI. Boy, I tell you, these guys rock. Tell you what, right now. Tell you right, don't know anything about the band, but I know they rock, man. I'll tell you what, don't lie about the band. Try to pretend like I know about the band. I like the band. Tell you, these guys are great, man. Great personal friends. They rock. Don't make me drop trial. I swear I will drop trial. Drew, tell him I'll drop trial.
I'll do it.
I'll drop trial.
Don't tell him.
I'll drop trial. I'll drop trial. I don't make me drop trial.
The Ace Rockola?
Yeah, we'll just do it. Just a little morning radio there for
a second. Listen, I was
just
saying. I'm out of control, man.
The CD stopped. And the guy, he realized he was sitting
there. What? You were listening to what?
Another radio station.
True. You can't listen to other radio stations.
Mm-hmm. I'll drop trial if I didn't.
Yeah, I'll drop trial. Right.
But he comes out and goes, that's 7 minutes for something.
Had to get to the time.
He starts giving time. And like somebody trains them to do that
that's
stuff?
Very authentic.
Radio guys, here's what they tell you. They tell you in those morning zoo lectures they do around the country. It's like, look, if you ever run out of something to say, just give the time out. And if you need to buy more time, you do the time math extrapolation where you go, it's 7:45. That's 15 away from the top of the hour. It's like, oh, hold on. What's this crazy man talking about? Hold on. Is he saying 15 away from 9 at 7:45? Oh, no. Wait a minute. 15 away. Really? Obviously, you're buying time when you're doing math. When you're doing the math, 72 degrees in Hollywood, that's 28 degrees from 100 degrees. That's 48 degrees from 140 degrees. It's 100. The surface of the sun is 7 million degrees. It's 78. That's 5,600,228 away from the temperature of the sun. Yeah, you're buying time. It's like when people say, they do that thing where they go, I would like to ask a question, and the question is the following. And then they say the question. That's time for them to think. That's what they do in radio. That's what they do with the weather all the time. They do that with the time. They keep busting in with the time, and they do it. The traffic's that way. Times that way, too. Okay. But, Drew, that's radio, buddy.
I guess so.
Got to waste.
I just didn't know that,
you got to stretch. You got to stretch. Really doing the math on the time. That's a radio thing. Like, as if 7:45, unclear. Hey, 7:40, like you ever ask a guy on the street, hey, what time you got, buddy? And he goes, 5:30. And then he goes, that's 30 minutes away from, no, 5:30 does it. You're good, right? Are we good?
Good.
You're perfect.
Perfect.
You know, 5:32, do you still know what time it is?
Yes, I do.
You don't need to know it's 28 from 6?
No.
Okay. Or the top of the hour? Okay. Fantastic. Got a leather fanny pack and a mullet, blah, blah, blah. I'm fat, but I still wear tight shirts with no sleeves, blah, 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 because I got big arms, blah, 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 blah. I got a little skinny beard, so I don't look like I have a double chin, blah, 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 blah. All right, thank you.
Wow, man.
Yeah, that was my strip club DJ.
That was an assault. That was a full attack.
I would love to go to a strip club that was just DJ-less. You know what I mean? That would be my whole thing. Like, my whole thing, I'm going to open a strip club, and here's what it's going to say. It's going to go, the chicks are fat, but no DJ. You get to actually sit there like a human being without the carnival barker air traffic controller behind you screaming out who to get on what stage and how, fellas, we need your money and the businessman's like, you could actually just sit there and enjoy your boner. All right. Where is we? Yes. Ella. You know, I'm so Pavlovian that if that song even comes on the radio, I'm driving. It's a blah, 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 blah.
Yesenia?
Yesenia?
Yeah.
15.
Yesenia, you're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I just want to say hi to AFI. I love you guys.
That's what she
did. Hi, Yesenia.
I think your lyrics are really beautiful in your songs.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to get a piercing on my tongue, but my mom won't let me. But she'll let me get a tattoo, and I don't want a tattoo. I want a piercing. So how do I convince her?
Get a tattoo of a piercing on your tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the obvious answer. Don't get a tattoo.
Yeah, I don't want a tattoo.
What if you got a tattoo in the inner lip or something?
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah, like cattle do that.
Lots of
do
that with bull people. That.
But you could get a little tattoo of a little, like, ball on your tongue.
Yeah.
It'd be two-dimensional.
I don't understand that. A tattoo is so much harder to get rid of than a piercing, especially an oral piercing. Especially,
I think maybe she knows that I don't want a tattoo and that I won't get it for sure.
Yeah, I suspect that's the strategy she's playing.
That's not very nice.
Little thing called
Can I just get it, like, I don't know, behind her back and then it's over and done
She'll
with
see it.
It.
Let me ask this. Is your dad not around?
No, nobody's around.
No, I mean, in your life.
Oh, just kidding, haha. Yeah, he's here.
He is?
Yeah.
How come he doesn't, does he figure into this decision?
He says it's okay, but my mom says no.
Your dad says it's okay. Do you have older sisters?
No.
Has somebody broken your dad in or down, as it were?
What does your dad do?
He's a construction worker.
Oh, yeah, so he's drunk. I understand. He doesn't know your daughter's trying to be, hey, you're hot. Piercings are hot. Oh yeah. Hello, you sweetness. Come here. What are you doing in my living room? Yeah. Don't answer. Just come in.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's construction.
He does that?
Yes.
What?
Uh oh. Wait a minute. Your dad's not into you, is he?
I don't know. No.
No, but you don't. Does he drink?
No, he doesn't. No drinking at all.
He smokes pot.
He smokes weed?
No.
What's he do?
He doesn't do anything. He's a regular guy.
Is he a good guy? You love him?
I do, but no, never mind. Yeah, I love him.
But what?
What did he do?
Well, he molested me when I was younger.
Well, we did.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry for that unfortunate scenario.
If you're
Wait a second. How old were you?
I was, I think, 11. Yeah.
And he wasn't drunk when he did it?
Huh?
And he wasn't drunk?
No.
Have you
reported this?
No.
Is he has stopped, though, right?
Yeah, he has.
I get, you know what? I know this is going to sound like cruel, but this is why it's okay, because it's like, when you when you F your daughter when she's 11 and now she's 15 and wants to borrow a car, get the tattoo or whatever, like, you got to go like, yeah, go ahead. Because your worst nightmares are just piping up, right? You just like anything, be quiet. That's don't why, talk. Yeah, go ahead and do what you need to do. I'm cool. We're cool.
Yeah. Where's my bourbon?
Oh, what a horrible, horrible individual.
I have to go.
Oh, did your mom find out about this?
My phone's dying.
Did your mom know what your dad did to you?
No, she doesn't. I don't tell her.
Tell her, please.
No,
please tell her.
I don't want to cause any problems anymore.
Well, you're causing enough trouble with the piercings and the tats. Just tell her about this. Or get some help. Would you please talk to some counselors or something?
Talk to somebody at school, right?
Okay.
All right. Please do. Okay. Please. Okay? No, trust us. Okay. You know, there's a fair amount of people that call this show that if they haven't been molested by their dad...
Wait a minute. I was going to say, somebody who calls this show who hasn't been molested by their dad?
Well, there was that one guy.
Oh, that one guy. Yeah, you're right.
That was the first year I was here.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
He dialed the wrong number.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I remember now, yeah.
No, there's a fair amount of people, women that call this show, that either they were molested, or I think if you asked them, do you think your dad would have a go at you if he had a couple of beers? They'd be like... He probably might make a move.
Who are these guys,
stepdad.
Yeah.
It's like, really? This is the kind of thing where if I came from another planet and I just landed here and he said, like, do you think anyone in entire history has ever screwed their own daughter? I'd be like, I don't know. Maybe it's happened once. I couldn't imagine that this would ever go on. Like, what? Like, could there be anything further from your mind? As an individual, as a human being that was even remotely put together, you know what I mean? I mean, that wasn't complete. If you didn't think you were Napoleon, you know what I'm saying? Oh. And Drew, quit pouting. What's going on? Leave Lauren alone. I was right in the middle of a rant there.
You just go.
I just can't believe that it's as prevalent as it is.
I know. Well, like, who are these people?
Here's the thing, though. Back in the day when, say, Freud stumbled upon all this, he thought it was all fantasy. He couldn't believe that it happened. He assumed it was something people were making up and just having some sort of fantasy, because it was incomprehensible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and so stays.
And then... when that happens to enough people, about 60% of those people will abuse multiple other children.
All right.
And so now it has growth built into it, right? It's an exponentially growing problem.
Yeah.
And then we come into a culture that goes, hey, if somebody's like sex, they're just a horny whatever. And the one that goes, well, hey, there's an acting out behavior.
There's all the shame part and people not wanting to talk.
Yeah, I understand that. But the problem is we reinforce the acting out that comes from this.
Yeah.
Which is... you know, somebody sees a girl who's sexually provocative, they go, well, she likes sex as much as I do. She just wants it the way I do. Right.
Yeah.
And they take advantage and exploit.
Right.
She remains a victim. And then they go on to the next one.
Right. But we got a radio show out of it, so don't complain.
So there you go. Good times.
Felicia?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, okay. I have this crush on this gothic guy. Like, in my first period class, he's a total goth.
Mm-hmm.
But I just dress like... kind of like whatever, but like, right. I don't know how to approach him because I have this crush on him because I guess the way he looks, it's like kind of sexy. And I just wanted to know how I would go up to him just out of nowhere, like just go up to him.
Well, just talk to him.
Like, he's
probably afraid of
girls. Would you be into him if he wasn't a goth guy?
I don't think so because a lot of people don't think like he looks all that good, but I think that's totally sexy.
I know, but what I'm saying is
it's just the attire. It's just the makeup. Yeah.
I don't really know him, but I want
to. So anybody could dress up like that, and that would be attractive to you.
I guess, yeah.
How are you around Halloween time?
Wow.
Yeah, you need to get your goth thing going. Like, get a top hat made out of mesh. Mm-hmm. Get some bats flying around inside of it.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I'm totally into that, but I don't dress like it.
Right.
So, yeah, well, that up,
he probably needs some. That's a cool look. The
she's already into it.
Bats in the belfry.
Wait, is he cute though? I mean, like, what if you took off the eyeliner and the white face?
I don't know. I've never seen him without it. I don't know.
So I've been burned a few times.
This is weird. It's a different day.
Take the lad home. He takes off the black duster or the eyeliner and everything comes on. It's a mess. He's wearing a truss system that's holding him together.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, we'll go talk to him tomorrow.
Well, I don't have but how? Like, what would I say?
All right, let's do it.
I'll give you a hint. Go up to him and say, Sisters of Mercy.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Just say that to him. No problem. And if he doesn't respond, then you don't want to talk to him anyway. It's a poser.
All right.
There you go.
Do you got that, Felicia?
Sisters of Mercy.
That's right.
And the top hat.
Yeah, but be sure to be wearing the top hat with the bats in it.
Oh, okay.
Just go talk to him. Give him the Sisters of Mercy thing. What is that?
He's dressed like that just to attract people like her, so he'll be delighted.
It's an event.
He'll brew.
To attract people like her?
Well, somebody, and she's the one that's somebody.
It's working.
That's good. Yeah.
She says she's a square, though, and he's like this cool guy.
Joel?
Yeah. Joel, so there's a fly that's native to New Mexico.
All right, hold on a second. You're 24 years old.
Cliff Clavin.
why did you call the show, Cliff?
Okay. So there's a fly that's native to northern Mexico.
Right.
When ingested, this fly acts as a blood thinner. And there's an old wives' tale that if your husband has erectile difficulties, you can put this fly in his food so as to thin his blood and aid his erection.
Uh-huh.
And this old wives' tale made it to America, and this is what we call Spanish fly.
I see. And do you have the answers to any other riddles we haven't tried to get to the bottom of tonight?
Yes.
What else?
Next time you're in a bookstore, pick up a book on dating for idiots.
Called Cracked.
Guarantee you there's
That's my book, called Cracked.
All right,
good work, good luck.
But wait a second.
On foods that cause flatulence.
Were we talking about Spanish fly?
No. I don't know where he came from with this.
No. I'm on a day back. And these are just things.
Shanna stage by, Shanna stage by. Businessman flies. Agent free on Friday. Plenty of parking. ATM machine. I just love when the guy does a little business in between the announcing. You know, when he's like, he has to get the chicks over to where they need to be. Like, once he'll be right in the middle of his thing, and then he'll be like, Darlene, say fine. And then he goes right back into the thing. Let me tell you what I think is an offense. I was talking to some guys at work today about New York. They got these weird, like little peep shows and stuff like that. They've cleaned it up a little bit, but you got to look around a little. You got nowhere to go. But, you know, in the back of the peep show, like the thing slides open, the chicks, that's also where they keep their personal stuff. I saw a collapsible stroller and a box of tampons back there a couple of years ago. And I thought, this is against the Geneva Convention. Listen, ladies.
Not good for the fantasy.
Yeah, and you know what I like to do? You know how they have, this is my dream job. I just came up with a great idea. There's people that walk around. They're professional shoppers. They're testers. You know, there's businesses. This is a job. Here's a job. I mean, I'm not making this one up, but the next one I'm going to make up, which is, I go to your business, I go to your restaurant, I go to your supermarket, I pose as a customer, and then I tell you how the service was, were people helpful, could we find the product, so on and so forth. This is people do this. I think they call them like professional shoppers or professional whatevers. I would like to do this for strip clubs. I would go in and be like, yeah, Darlene, start telling me about her old man who beat her about a minute and a half into the Van Halen song. That's a no-no right there. So you may want to talk to her about that. Also, I asked the question, because they do this all the time. Like, you talk to these strippers, and you're like, so what do you do during the day? Just tan yourself? And they go, I got three kids, so I look after them. And you're like, okay. Yeah. See, that I would report them. I should go to strip clubs and just, you know, report back. Yeah, I saw the tampon box in the back of the I saw the collapsing stroller. She talked about her kids and her old man. I went to a strip club with David Alan Greer. His stripper told him that she was stabbed 27 times by her old man. Wow. And I was like, you feel bad for her, but it's killing the wood. I mean, to stab 27 times. Go to hell! That was him. Yeah, I would just, this would be a good gig for me, right? Going from club to club.
Yeah.
Saying,
it'd be right up your alley.
Yeah.
It'd be just what you love it. Like how loving your work,
and then reporting. Here's what you need to do. Here's what we could improve upon. You know, here's some faux pas. You guys talked about your kids. You became human beings. That was a mistake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Drew.
I'm just thinking about the workforce, the state-run workforce sort of organizations we have where they check up on the safety of the workforce and all.
Isn't oh, like OSHA?
OSHA.
I call this JIZA.
JIZA, something like that.
All right, here we go. Speak to Crystal.
Yeah.
What Anderson screaming in the mic that time? Anderson?
I'm sorry, I was just telling you to give the rules while I play the song. That'd be good. That'd be funny. We're live, so never mind. The rules. The rules you came up with.
I don't know what the rules I came up with.
You came up with a bunch of rules just now.
Really?
Oh, okay.
For what? For going to strip clubs? Or?
Right. It would have been funny. Would have been good. Show, we missed it. Sorry. We're on live. We're on live.
Window is slammed shut. And
closed. Locked. Done.
Been painted. You understand? Crystal?
Yes.
18. What's
you're
up?
18. What's up?
I just wanted to see if it's possible to get pregnant when you're on your period.
It's possible, yes.
It is? Okay.
But not.
Yeah. Obviously less probably. Yeah.
Quite a bit less likely.
Less
yes.
likely, yeah. But
technically
hard
possible.
To tell. I mean, you may have some mid-cycle bleeding. You may not even be having your period. You may just.
But
be
if then you're having your period, isn't it sort of mathematically impossible by
not,
virtue of the fact you're it's a period?
It's not, because there can be things released at different times and things, so it's possible.
Yeah, I don't chance it. I just go down on my ladies when they're on the rag. You know what I mean?
Totally rad.
Yeah.
You're hardcore, dude.
Yeah, I'm into it, man. I dig the essence. hey, Crystal.
Natural, man.
It's natural, dude. Crystal?
Yes.
So, your boyfriend, does he have you guys have a lot of sex when you're on your period?
No, I was just asking. I didn't know if it was possible or not.
Still, I don't consider it a means of preventing pregnancy. Just don't. Keep that morning after pill around and use a condom, okay?
Okay.
All right. Or get on the pill.
All right, let's have an interesting question from Wednesday.
Right. I want to know how the whole anal asshole the size of a mason jar joke started.
We haven't had it in a while, actually.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you brought it up now.
Now, here's the deal. The punchline for this bogus call would be... Sorry, baby doll.
No, that was
it. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Not wanting us to give it out so we don't get deluged with calls.
Oh,
but
okay.
Go ahead and give it out.
It's very feminine, shh, by the way, Anderson just left
that
fly.
Wasn't him. It was a drop.
Oh, because yeah. It sounded like a queef.
Do it again. See?
That was Anderson doing a drop of a chick shushing.
Yes.
Oh.
Red Wings?
But it could have been Wednesday.
Could have been, but it wasn't. I knew it was one of his drops. So
oh, okay. Hey, boy. So that Anderson, he's a riddle that you're not interested in solving. It's really what it is. Like, it's
shut
really
up, damn it.
It's like when you're sitting at the dentist office and you flip over a magazine and you see something and you go,
whatever.
You see, you look at it and you go, nah. All right, just stare at the ceiling.
Shut up.
All right. guy called how many years ago, Drew?
Probably 5 years ago.
Maybe more.
What?
Right. Say more like.
So I want to thank you guys. You guys make my nights very, very hilarious.
Is that another drop?
I know that's her. But listen, just listen to the story. I'm just going to tell you where it came from, all right?
All right. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Did the night, did it just take did it veer toward the surreal just about 8 minutes ago? Something happened?
It was like a missile that got off trajectory and went right into the ocean.
Into the ocean or into the Twilight Zone? Yeah, like it's a little bizarre. Like everything was going smoothly for a while.
I can't believe it's not Twilight Zone drop.
Somewhat strange. Okay, anyway, here's a point. Many years ago, I think it was about 6 or 7 years ago, somebody called. Now, this was a fat guy who wore a hockey jersey who I saw when I was in Arizona doing some
Tucson.
Kind of radio thing.
From Tucson, yeah.
Right. He called up. He did a bogus call. And at the end of all his bogus calls, he would end with the punchline, she had an asshole the size of a mason jar. That's how it would end.
And he said, I actually ended up talking to him some years later. He called in and was actually had a real question. He was kind of a screwball car salesman. But he felt guilty, and he told the whole story about how the asshole the size of the mason jar was something apparently you had said.
Yes.
And he thought it was so funny, he picked up on it and kept going with it.
All right. I knew it was witty and clever. I just didn't know I said it.
But then people didn't realize that it was one guy doing it. They thought it was some sort of international, again, Geneva Convention code for bogus call.
And then other people picked it up and ran with it, too.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's on again.
So everyone was ending their bogus calls with this punchline.
As they will be starting now.
And tonight, yes.
But look, I've said it many times. We leave at 12. I don't care if they're all bogus calls between 10 and 12. This songs them out by 12. Now, if someone makes a rule that says you have to take 10 legitimate calls a night, then I'll go insane. But they could all be bogus. It's fine with me, right?
I know that's true.
Yeah, it's like I feel like if I'm a cop and there's no crime and I don't hand out any tickets and I don't get anything done during the beat that I'm on, then so be it. I just go home. I don't pout. Right, Drew?
I pout.
Okay. AFI in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dave and Jade both here from AFI. Dear, 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 dear friends, AFI in studio tonight. Drew was just talking during the break. We're going to do a new season of Crank Anchors, by the way, on Comedy Central. Started 2 days ago. I didn't say a word.
I want to go to Hawaii. Yay! 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 I want to go to Hawaii.
You know, here's what a horrible pimp I am. We're on Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night when Crank Anchors is on at 10 o'clock. It's the premiere. It's the second season or the third season or however they work it. I'm the executive producer of the show. I was in the first episode. Didn't mention a word about it. Thought about it. Never said a word about it all three nights. Too busy complaining about parking tickets
dropping
trowel. But Drew was just talking during the break about wanting to do some more Crank Anchor calls, and the guys were sitting here from AFI, I think listening with half an ear, probably wondering what Drew was talking about. And I just thought this would be a good time to hear with the new season of Crank Anchors going and everything. It would be a good time to hear Drew's crank call where he hipped it up for the kids.
You did a crank call?
Well, yeah, me and Drew did one as Adam and Drew from Loveline, but we put a little different spin on it. We told this kid that we're calling him and we're putting a tape together because we're trying to get the show back on MTV. Oh. But MTV told Drew he had to be a little more urban, a little more with it in order to get on TV. Yeah. So Drew got a little... He skewed a little younger and a little more urban during this call.
That's your show, Crank Anchors?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You have it?
I have to leave the room. I can't listen to this.
Drew can't listen. It's too humiliating.
Drew, just sit there like a man. Come on.
All right. Let's hear it.
Hello?
Is Bo in?
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Bo, this is Adam Carolla.
Hi.
You know the show Loveline, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, good. Are you in a room that's quiet where we can talk a little bit?
Well, I can go where I jack off.
Yeah, go
where you jack off.
Yeah, go where you jack off.
All right.
There All right. You there? We're in the barn. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Bo, what we're doing here is we're putting together a tape for MTV because we're trying to get the show back on the air.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
And we're going to have Drew kind of hip it up a little, be a little more urban, okay?
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let's just take it like a regular Loveline call, and we'll just start at the beginning. Bo, right. 18, you're on Loveline. What's your problem?
Well, the problem is I have no sex life.
But why ain't you got no play, playa?
I don't know.
So you ain't hitting the skins.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You yeah. undoubtedly are looking to get the throbbing guzzle. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel ya.
In the meantime, you're sitting in the hizzy by yourself, thinking about a little Palooza action. In the meantime, your dong ain't doing shit.
Okay.
Hey, look, we heard when the call picked up. You got all those shorties running around there. You got to get out there and get your bitch spunk drunk. You feeling me? Church, you feeling me?
Yeah, I hear you.
If you had a hizzy, you'd be out of the house. I'm telling you, nigga, that it would put you into the mode where you would have no problem to get that freaky shit going. 24/7 flowing semen here in your house, in your hizzy, for chizzy.
Go with the flow. Don't talk like it. Just talk the way you want to.
So I don't have to use all that freaky tore up the ass, areola palooza, muffio tang, throbbing guzzle crap in the ass shit, right?
Fuck them. Be yourself. Who gives a shit? They want.
Look, motherfucker, I'm telling you, don't be a player hater, because when you tap her in the ass, you ain't going to be interested in pistol rubbing no more, and the digit is dizzle, and in the hizzy for chizzy is going to be great on the QT for real.
Stay fresh, nigga.
All right.
All right.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Where'd you get that stuff? That's
we wrote it all down it, yeah. on these Marx-a-lot boards and held it in front of him reporting.
I totally pictured you. You're flowing with it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice doctor. Wow. He can read.
Oh, man.
That's good times.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Drew was at your door.
Apparently.
All right, let's talk to...
We create that character again this year.
Drew, you come up with a good idea. We'll get you back on this season.
Oh, dear.
Now, listen, you wanted to do crank calls last season,
yeah,
and I came up with all the ideas.
Yeah. Call,
now,
call
you come up with a good one, and we'll do it.
Call up, like, hip-hop stations and pretend to be, like, a white rapper.
Yeah.
You're trying to, like... Get them to play your demo tape.
So I'll leave me behind, just become white guy being rapper too.
I don't know. I think you got to be Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
But why ain't you got no play, player?
Cynthia?
Yeah.
If you had a hizzy, you could have a house. Cynthia?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, first off, I have to say, Adam, you're the sexiest person I've ever seen.
And
I love AFI. You're the guys that inspired me to actually start a band and everything like that. So
that's
I love
awesome.
You guys. You guys Thanks. Are coming to Fresno next Wednesday, so I'm definitely going to be there.
Oh, cool.
Alright, my problem is, me and my boyfriend, we try to have sex. And I want to know if it's physically impossible not to have intercourse. And I think it's all because of me.
Oh, you're saying it is physically, you guys couldn't have intercourse?
No, like, we try, and, like, he barely puts his head in, and it really hurts. Like, there's, like, a shooting pain.
Right. Yeah. Well, that happens sometimes. Either because of vaginismus or because of anxiety.
And when you say his head, you're talking about the end of his penis, right?
Yeah, I mean, the tip of his penis.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Because otherwise, sure. Yeah.
No, naturally enough, that might hurt.
Yeah.
We've done it. We've tried. Like, we've been trying at least, like, maybe four times a week for the past 2 months, and it doesn't seem to ease up or anything.
God bless you for having that kind of dogged determination. Yeah. Four times a week for 2 months and no sale.
Well, how about the guy? Oof.
Okay, so well, let's ask Drew. Ask the regular question.
Have you had a pelvic exam recently?
Yes.
And do you still have a hymen?
Excuse me.
Do you still have a hymen?
I believe I do.
Okay. Maybe there's some difficulty.
He's the first person I've ever been intimate with.
Yeah, but you've had pelvic exams.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did they tell you you used to have a...
They still say that I'm a virgin.
Okay. Maybe there's a difficulty rupturing the hymen. That's something that can happen sometimes.
That's what I'm wondering, because I think it might be because of my size. I'm not sure.
Well,
then.
there's anatomic problems sometimes.
So you see a big boy?
Honestly, yeah. But he's really skinny, and it really doesn't look like it.
All right. And then more common.
Oh, but he is. Oh. Sweet, that's nice. Well, you mean it's skinny or he's skinny?
No, he is extremely thin. He's
extremely thin, but got a big log between his legs, right?
Yes.
As you usually say, honker.
That's nice. See, it's a relative thing.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I'm a little hippie, and it kind of... Well, anyway, it's not
Cynthia,
good. Yeah.
You know,
maybe the hymen's there.
Well, now finally, then, were you sexually abused, or is there a reason you'd be having sort of a physical reaction to this?
I have been.
Yeah,
you have been sexually abused.
That's the more common thing.
All right, that's what it is.
When we get pelvic pain and vaginal pain, when
okay.
they've been sexually abused.
So
what happened? Who sexually abused you?
I was sexually raped and molested by my grandfather.
Oh, grandfather, is
when
he dead?
Six. Oh yes.
He is?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, he's from Mexico, and he came up to visit, and it was the first time ever meeting him, and that happened. The police had come to him, and he was already dead.
I didn't know he was from another culture. We can't judge. We cannot judge. There's only different. It's not better. It's not worse. Just different. We can't judge. I thought he was an American guy.
Yeah.
If he's from Mexico, we can't judge. That's a country that's rich in tradition, Drew. Rich in tradition. We don't know.
All cultures are the same.
Yeah,
how
they're all the
you?
Same. We cannot judge. All right, so, but he died, right?
Oh, yeah.
What happened, Eves?
I believe he had a heart attack about that.
That's too bad.
I
wish it was something worse than that.
Okay,
so have you got any therapy for this?
I've been in therapy ever since I was 7.
Great.
Really?
That's
okay.
Why you don't get that
yeah.
Feel
that's why you don't sound you don't sound whacked out.
Yeah.
Right, your parents were aware of this.
Well, I've listened to you guys since I was like 8. So
wow.
Holy Christ! I'm gonna kill myself. So your parents knew, but they found out what happened, and they got you some help?
They're divorced, and so my dad didn't find out about it until I was at least 14 years old.
And was this your mother's father?
No, it was my mom's grandfather. It was my great-grandfather.
Oh, my God.
Great-grandfather?
Yes.
Ugh. But in Mexico, and again, we can't judge, but... Can't judge.
He was
we just
47.
Can't judge. Yeah, he was in his late 30s at the time, right? Average.
No, I believe he was about 60.
About 60. Still,
his great grandfather.
Pretty young for a great grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So. Okay. Well. Anyway. Mom's side or dad's side?
Mom's
side. All right. So I'm sure something heinous happened to her at some point too, but.
To my mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a whack job.
Yeah,
well, because some
of course,
happened,
right?
Because
she grew up.
She want me to go to the AFI concert. So I mean, come on.
Well, now that's criminal.
Insane.
Now she needs to be
that's
locked
out of line
up.
Line
she
come on now.
Yeah, she needed counseling a few seconds ago. Now she needs to be put in a straitjacket and actually physically taken off the streets. Okay, so Cynthia, this is from your great grandfather. I don't know, like your great grandfather is like a historical. It's like Abe Lincoln molesting you or something. A historical figure molesting you. It's not as bad. I mean, well, it's not. I mean, look. If here's the thing, if your dad molests you, that's worse. I mean, that's the worst thing that can happen.
Yes.
And then grandpa's is bad, but not quite as bad as dad, right?
Great grandfather's my neighbor.
Great-grandfather, yeah, that starts to slide. It starts to slide out of the family at a certain point.
Yeah.
Oh, but
old creepy neighbor.
How effed up do you got to be to have as a great-grandfather, have a go at your 6 or 7-year-old?
Man.
Oh.
What's going on there, Drew?
To make people do that?
Yeah.
They were sexually abused themselves. It changes the wiring in the brain. It makes things attractive that shouldn't be.
All right. Hey, but good times.
Sexual
and attractive. And again, whether it's... genital mutilation going on in the Middle East or parts of Africa, or the rampant sexual molestations going on in the Mexican culture. We cannot judge. We can't judge. It's important judge. We cannot judge. Everything is the same.
It's all beautiful. It's all God's children.
They're rice-based, cinnamon-flavored beverages, just as good as a Coke. We cannot judge. Middle East with their yogurt-based beverage, again, just as good as a Sprite. Cannot judge. We cannot. You understand? Okay. Okay. Everything's the same. Got it?
Got it.
Everything. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. AFI is here, and we'll be right back. Buddy, love line, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number. Forget about that phone number. Davey and Jade both here from AFI. Sing the Sorrow, name of the CD. We should play our second song. I know we're late, but
let's do it.
This band is AFI. Huh. Good kids.
Play the song good, now.
Thank you. Good people.
Dynamite individuals. Did come this close to dropping trout at a certain point. In the evening, but then trousers back up, belt secured, ready to hear AFI song. You guys ready? You queued up there, Chris? This one's called Dancing Through Sunday. Yeah. AFI, everybody. Sing the Sorrow, name of the CD. Go to their website, by the way, www.fireinside.net, and find out when they're coming to a town near you, because, I mean, you guys are pretty much going to canvass the United States.
If you live in Fargo or Green Bay, we're right there.
Milwaukee.
We're going to be in your town.
Chicago.
Yeah, they're going to be everywhere.
El Paso.
And we're probably in all those towns, too.
Oklahoma City.
Just go to the website and find out, and then go see them. All right, let's talk to Marie. Marie?
Hello?
Marie? Yeah, you're 21. What's up?
Hey, Adam and Dr. Drew, you guys are awesome. I have to say, I know you've heard this before, but you guys are completely wonderful, and you do a great job, and you really changed the way I look at my problems in my life.
Wow, and thanks.
Thank you. So, Dr. Drew, I got your book, and I've almost finished reading it, and I just love it. It's really insightful and completely honest. It's a little bit too honest, actually, because sometimes when I was reading it, I got a little, like, upset about things that were... came a little close and stuff.
Close to your own life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Problems, right? These are characters I write about that are common situations.
Yeah. And.
All right.
But anyway, I feel like in reading your book, I find that maybe I give myself 2 years before I'm in a situation like your some of your patients.
Yeah.
And I wonder how I can sort of stop.
What do you mean 2 years before you're...
It's a progressive condition, and she sees herself being where some of these people I described.
Are you talking about with
book.
Drugs?
Well, drugs and alcohol and just...
Oh, all right.
Relationships. Completely
messed up. Right. Yeah, go get treatment. You don't have to go all the way down.
Well...
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I was writing about, is that you can get it.
What does she do? Go to AA?
Well, yeah, Santa Cruz has a whole student mental health service. Are you in college?
Yeah, I actually just started grad school here.
All right, so go to the student health service, mental health services there, and you're going to start going to 12-step meetings. You may need to be hospitalized for a while to get sort of detoxed and back on track, but you don't have to wait until catastrophe strikes. The problem is people aren't motivated enough until they believe they're going to die of this damn thing before they really get with it.
Is Santa Cruz the banana slugs?
Yeah,
she's in grad school at 21. She's pretty motivated.
Yeah. You know, by the way, there's a little problem with the weed in Santa Cruz when they name the teams the banana slugs. Yeah, like, how many pot brownies you got to eat before you decide on that? Like, somebody's like, how about the Timberwolves? How about the banana slugs, dude? It's got the word banana in it.
I think it's more a comment on the fact that they put very much importance on sports at UC Santa Cruz.
I think so. But it's funny. Santa Cruz, I could see him going against the Gauchos over there at Santa Barbara. And what is up? Just come on. Just go with Snapping Turtle or something.
How about you don't have sports teams?
Okay, don't have
sports. You don't have to. I don't think you have to.
I think maybe it was a statement against the man and putting people in uniforms and that kind of stuff. But why? How can you? But who gets to decide? The Hessers don't get to decide the name of the team, do they?
Yeah,
if they're mostly
Hessers.
Yeah,
if they're the majority.
Really? But how long's UC Santa Cruz been around? How long has the Banana Slugs been around?
40 years.
Yeah.
30 years. I don't believe they give grades at Santa Cruz. She would know.
Yeah, really?
I think they just started a few years ago, but they would give you, there was no letter grades. It was all like written.
Talk
you
to
did
you.
Pretty good this year.
There was cool. Yeah,
no,
and
when no one went to graduate school, they started thinking, we got to do something here. Yeah. Students are pissed.
Mandy?
Hello?
We can't judge, saying.
Santa Cruz is a different culture.
A grade is a judge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't judge anybody, but they might feel bad.
They don't judge. That's right. Mandy?
Yes?
You're 20. What's up?
This is the second time this has ever happened to me, and I've had the same boyfriend for 2 years, and we were having sex, and from behind, and he noticed that I had this, like, really thick white stuff, like, coming out of my vagina, and I wasn't having an orgasm or anything like that. We were just having sex, and then it happened again.
Where's
tonight.
Where's that vomit drop again? Yes, go ahead.
All right. So you're having, like, hollandaise sauce come out of you.
Well, he, like, wiped it off and showed it to me, and it was on his penis, and I could see it, and it's, like,
Walter
really
Raleigh,
thick.
Nice.
So you want a taste, or is that just a sniff going to do it for you?
The sword.
Yeah.
I just looked at it, but I was just wondering, like, what is that, if it's normal?
Are you having any irritation?
No. I don't have
any. Because, of course, it could be yeast, but it also could be normal.
Well, because it's just the second time it's ever happened, but there's nothing wrong with me.
Well,
like,
what happened the first time?
It was just really, really thick and white. It was just the same thing. Nothing.
I know, but it didn't. There wasn't any resolution
no
to the problem.
No
infection.
No.
And are you about a week before your period now when this happened?
No, I'm just kind of in the middle. I start my period in like 2.5 weeks or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What should she do?
Nothing.
Well, she wouldn't have, I mean, if this was an infection, she would have some discomfort,
yeah.
Some stuff like
yeah,
that. How about a little Metrogel?
I don't think she would need that.
My boyfriend said that girls ejaculate sometimes.
Yeah.
But I wasn't having an orgasm at
right,
the time.
Right, that's not what this is.
Your boyfriend drives a forklift, though, right?
Okay.
What's he do? What's your boyfriend do?
He's a student.
Uh-huh. At a forklift school?
No.
No.
At a
junior college?
No, at a university.
Really?
Yeah. You live in Palm Springs. What?
Where's he at?
In Orange County.
College.
Which one in Orange County?
University of College.
Irvine? Irvine?
Yeah.
Fullerton?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of. All right, Mandy. It'd be good times.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. See, I think it's uncouth to pull off a sample and give her a look. Yeah. I use a series of mirrors
or a petri dish or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't actually like to take the offensive thing off the Johnson. I like to just bounce it off.
Yeah.
Like how the Egyptians got light to the center of the pyramid there. All right, we're gonna take ourselves a little break. AFI is here. We'll play a little squeeze for the guys during the break. Drew.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. That's the week. I can give some thanks where thanks is due. I want to thank phone screener Brian for doing a great job. Phone screener Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job. Producer Ann for doing a wonderful job all week. There's a little squeeze in the background for you. You guys should get into the squeeze. I tell you, I miss this band.
What the hell's going on right now? What the hell is that?
We're listening to a little squeeze. Don't worry about it, buddy.
I'm the engineer. That's not acceptable. Let's turn that off now.
Keep playing the squeeze, buddy. I was going to thank Engineer Anderson for doing a great job until that little outburst, so screw that. I want to thank Junior, Lauren for doing a fantastic job, and Engineer Chris, who's now...
Fired!
Engineer Anderson's S-list over there for playing a little squeeze for us in the studio. All right, and of course, Davey and Jade from AFI. Sing the Sorrow. Name of the CD. Go out and get it. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Here's who my mom hung out with. She hung out with Zorback, Happy,
Sunshine. Wow,
Sunshine, and Axis.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bum out.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.